The Closing Market Report is a production of Illinois Public Media, public radio for the farming world. Let's turn our attention to the weather forecast. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated out of Kansas City. Drew, I take it that there are some disturbances we need to be concerned with again in the Atlantic Ocean.
The storm you're talking about is down in the southern Caribbean. It's now Tropical Depression 16. It is going to be in a hurry to try to develop over the next 2 days. In fact, by the time we get to Saturday night, this storm system will have moved from the southernmost part of the Caribbean Sea to the New Orleans area, or perhaps somewhere along the central Gulf Coast. Now, the models are in great debate at the moment as to where that storm center is going to be. Some models suggest it'll come inland somewhere around the Mobile Bay, Alabama area, and could move towards Georgia. Who knows? But for right now, definitely the central Gulf Coast should be closely monitored. Now, the storm comes inland late Saturday night, early Sunday, and it should continue to race to the northeast once it gets over land. It will not linger like Harvey did. It'll just race across the area. In fact, so fast that we may not get that much heavy rain from it. And that is the problem for the Ohio River Valley, because the storm is going to work its way in that direction, but the combination of its fast-forward speed and cold air coming in from Canada about the same time will end up forcing the storm system through the region so quickly that we probably won't see more than an inch or maybe two at the absolute most. And a lot of that will be absorbed in the ground and not run off very significantly. So I doubt seriously we're going to see any big increases in the river levels on the Ohio. And probably the same problem will still prevail in the Illinois River, too, for a while, as we're just not getting enough moisture to occur in some of that area as well.
And then if you turn your attention to conditions for harvest this week and next, what do you see across the bulk of the Corn Belt?
Well, the good news is that we do have this cold air mass coming in next week. But the bad news is until it gets here, there's more rain coming up for the Western Corn Belt. That's going to be a problem for areas like Iowa and parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin, even portions of Kansas and Nebraska will see more rain. It's very wet in some of those areas right now. Fieldwork will be moving along very sluggishly until we get the cold air to come through. That cold is due in probably Monday into Wednesday of next week. And as it pushes through the region, we'll see a quick end to the precipitation, much cooler temperatures, some frost and freezes around. But the good news is once we're in the cold, it will be dry, and we'll see much better drying conditions, and harvest weather will be fairly decent for a while thereafter.
Last time we talked, we were thinking that there might be some rainfall in Mato Grosso, some of the primary growing regions in Brazil. Did that come about?
Well, not really. Mato Grosso, which produces about 37% of the soybean crop, did not get much rain. Some areas did receive some significant rain, but about two-thirds of the state did not do well. And so the dryness there is raising some big concerns about further delays in the early planting of first season crops like soybeans. And the longer that crop gets delayed, the more likely they're going to have to delay the second season crops, and the chain reaction will just take us all the way through their growing season. So a lot of question as to how well they will do this year. But the areas further south where the rains were abundant, fieldwork will be aggressive over the next week with no rain in the forecast over the next week to 10 days.
Hey, thanks, Drew. Drew Lerner, of course, is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm Todd Gleason.